You've arrived at the Topless Manifestor Podcast with me, your host, Cassie McKenzie. This podcast empowers you to take the bra off your deepest desires and just let those puppies breathe. As an abundance channel and mentor, I help my clients create lives overflowing with an abundance of love, fun, luxury, and of course, money. And so I'm bringing all that magic to you here in this podcast too, so that you can totally create a topless amount of money and abundance in your life. Now, let's go topless. Welcome back, topless manifestors. I am diving all into today's episode to drop some abundance and wealth codes for your life and business. Now, anything that I teach you here, even if it's business related, it's absolutely applicable to your life. Everything works the same. But as you know, as a coach who supports coaches, healers, intuitives, you know, spiritual business owners to really ramp up your business to seven figures and beyond, I want to drop the knowledge for, you know, how you can really make things as easy and simple as possible. So if you don't know me and this is the first time you're listening to the Topless Manifestor Podcast, I'm Cassie McKenzie. I am your host and I am coming to you from Florida, where I live with my dad. Don't live with my dad. I live with my husband, who is the father of our two kids. And you can tell it's Friday and the kids are at school. They started school this week. So I normally don't record a podcast on the same day that one is coming out, but it's been, I believe, 2 weeks since my last podcast because I've been so busy. We went to Miami. I attended a retreat that was freaking awesome and we kind of slipped in some vacay time. And with my business shifting into really supporting business owners to create wealth and abundance of time and money and freedom, you know, I want to tailor that content for you guys here and being able to manifest the life and business of your dreams that really fits into your life as opposed to you having to fit into your business. having to fit your life into your business. So if we want to mix the woo with the do, as I say, like the manifesty energy plus strategery, then this is the place to be. So anyway, I've been in Miami, then we came back, and then we've been spending the week with the kiddos to get them back to school and also doing things behind the scenes, some very exciting things that are about to launch that I want to be able to tell you guys about so much, but and tell you about personally so much. And they're going to be divulged soon. So stay tuned and stay plugged into these podcast episodes because you're going to find out very soon. But today I want to hit on a super, super important topic. And this comes in as your business starts to get more and more profitable. Maybe you're not used to making a lot of money in your business and then, you know, it has to be a struggle, or you grew up thinking that money is super hard and it's so hard to make money, or you have to work hard to make money. So then you end up sitting at your computer all day long, you know, feeling like you have to work or feeling like you have to, you know, constantly be doing something for your business in order for money to come in, and it couldn't be, you know, more untrue. But on the flip side of this, the thing that you don't expect to come up, and this came up very recently with a client, was this limiting belief pops up, but the flip side of the you have to work hard for money is that once you start to create a business that gives you freedom, and by the way, in my seven-figure Lightworker Accelerator program, this is exactly what we do. I teach you this business model and teach you the step-by-step of how to create a business where when you get it up and running after less than 30 days, you can scale it to seven figures only requiring like less than 10 hours of work a week. Like you can honestly, seriously do that. And then which frees up all this extra other freaking time for you to actually enjoy your life. So once you start to implement this and you start to get these clients coming in and you start to be doing your life-changing work with these dream clients that are, you know, wanting to work with you, and you start to make more and more money and, you know, work fewer and fewer hours, it becomes a little bit of a mind fuck. And so this limiting belief can pop up in the way of you sitting there one day after making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 in a month, and then you're used to working 40 hours a week, and you can even cut that back to 20 or 10 or even 8. And so you start to feel a little guilty, right? Like, this client started to feel and expressed to me that she was starting to feel guilty that she should be working more hours to be making the money that she was making. And it came from this childhood, you know, belief, watching her parents work super hard to make money. And in order to bring more money into your life and into your household, that meant you had to work more and more hours. So she kind of felt like she's cheating the system in a bad way. And that, you know, it meant something about her if she wasn't putting in, you know, 30, 40, 50. She was up to like 60 hours a week some weeks working and making like less than $10,000 a month, right? So when you do the math there and you switch that to maybe working 20 or even 10 hours a week and you're making 30 or 40,000 a month, you know, that you know, can bring this limiting belief back up. It can bring up those doubts of, am I doing enough? Do I need to work more? Do I need to busy myself in order to be worthy of making this amount of money in this amount of time with, you know? Excuse me. So this is like, okay, I love it when this comes up because these are the types of things that truly are holding us back, right? And this might resonate with you because, you know, this work hard for money limiting thought is actually so prevalent, especially like as an American, you work like a freaking dog, right? And you're taught to go to college, work hard in school, then go to 4 years of college, and then come out of college and go to work and sit at a desk for 40 hours a week. I had managers in my pharmaceutical career that would tell us, you need to be out in the field from 8 to 5. And I would just like have my best poker face on and be like, in my mind, I'm like, he is out of his fucking mind if he thinks I'm going to be out of bed at 8 o'clock, much less out of my house at 8 o'clock, unless I have a breakfast appointment at an office. And I am definitely not going to be gone from my house till 5 o'clock every day. Are you kidding me? That's the point of having a sales job and having, you know, time freedom, right? And so when you approach... So I was the queen of working like 2 to 4 hours a day, maybe. Well, like once I got home, I would do like, I would save all of my, you know, paperwork stuff for home. So yeah, maybe I'd be away from home for 2 to 3 hours a day. And then once I was home, I was doing my paperwork, but I was also watching like Oprah or, you know, going for a run or hanging out with my friends or whatever, or even sitting at happy hour, entering my calls. Like seriously, you know, it doesn't have to be complicated. You can get the job done, right? You can make way more money in way less time. But the point is, for most people, we are taught that you, in order to make more money, then you have to put more work in and you have to work more hours and it has to be more complicated when it absolutely doesn't need to be. The simple shift here is, I looked at my business and I look at my business now too as I'm the CEO of this business. I'm the CEO. I get to make the decisions. I also have all the responsibility. But, you know, when you start to look at your business as this isn't like I'm an employee showing up when I think I need to or when my coach says I need to, you show up with a different fucking energy when you are the CEO. When you are the CEO, you don't sit back because your company relies on you to start and lead it. Your company and the people who work for you and the people who in the future will work for you, whether they're VAs or, you know, hourly or, you know, full on you know, off, you know, business managers for you, or whether it's somebody you hire to make a graphic or someone you hire to do your podcast, right? Like, all of these people are going to rely on you. So you have to start looking at this and invest your energy in allowing yourself to really step into the CEO role instead of sitting back and being an, you know, being just an employee that has a cute little business. Okay. This simple shift then allows you to address this limiting thought of, I have to work hard for money. And if I'm not working as many hours, but I'm making way more money, then that's something bad. To a CEO, that's the fucking goal. A CEO is put in that position to find out how the company can use fewer resources and be more profitable at the same time. Time is your biggest resource. People buy, like, I sold an automated, what do you call it? Like, it was like a blood analyzer, like a big machine. It costs like $350,000 per machine to hospital laboratories when I was in my medical sales and pharmaceutical sales experience or in positions. These machines were sold based off of the automation that they could provide to a hospital laboratory who didn't have the budget to keep, you know, they first of all didn't have the budget to keep full-time employees on to babysit these, you know, other machines that other companies made. But also there's a shortage of, you know, lab techs and lab, you know, lab people who can work in the hospital laboratories. There's a, and also that's the first place to get cut as far as budgets. So when you look at this, the role of a CEO, they are looking for ways to create profitability or to create efficiencies. So when you can look at your own efficiencies and your own time and where you're spending your time and where you might be able to automate that time or create, you know, like automate those processes and create more flexibility for yourself and put more time back in your pocket while making more money, that's fucking, CEOs get raises for that kind of shit. In corporate America and in other parts of the world, you are, I mean, that's one of the measures and metrics that they're success and whether they keep their job is measured upon. You bet your sweet ass if Coca-Cola has a CEO where all of a sudden making a bottle of Coke costs $3 one day and $10 the next day, they're gonna fucking look at that, right? Whereas if they're able to create 3,000 in a minute, just for example, I mean, I don't know their numbers, but say you are the CEO of Coca-Cola and you're looking at how many bottles of Coke you make in a minute. If you can find a way to make 1,000 bottles of Coke in 1 minute when you're previously you were making 700 and you can do it for a dollar cheaper than what you were previously making 700 for, then obviously you're going to go for that, right? You're going to go for being able to get more done in a shorter amount of time and with less money having to be involved, right? More efficiency. So, or actually I should say with more money back in your pocket. And I think somewhere along the line in the coaching industry, this gets lost. We forget that we're running a business. We forget that you're CEO, right? You forget that you're a CEO of your business because your job is to go out and heal people and to do energy healings, or your job is to do a psychic reading, or your job is to be, you know, help somebody manifest a life that they have fucking dreamed for years about. Or maybe your job is to help people get over their divorce and live their life again and step into the person they were always meant to be, or help postpartum moms feel like themselves again instead of feeling like a shell of it, right? You forget that your job, while you're doing your company's based off of doing good in the world, you forget that you are the CEO of a company. You're not a cute little healer on the internet. So when you start showing up like that, then you can allow yourself to also make more money and feel less guilt about it. There should be no guilt involved. The fact that you can go out and help more people reach a result and a deeper result in a shorter amount of time, shit, that is magic. That is freaking magic. And no fucking stupid ass spells are involved in it. That's just your own personal magic. And that's why you're the CEO of your business. So with that, I'm going to leave you with, well, I'm going to leave you with that. I'm not going to leave you, obviously. I'm not going to leave you. I'll be here. And, you know, what I want to challenge you to do this week is call yourself the CEO. Refer to your online business, your online coaching, your online healing, your online intuitive business, your psychic readings, your, you know, life coaching, whatever it is. Refer to that, or even your, you know, fitness business, health coaching business, whatever it is. Even if you like freaking teach people how to give better haircuts to their kids, you know. I want you to refer to this as your company. You are a CEO of your life coaching company. And when people ask you what you do on the street, hey, what do you do? Oh, I don't know. Like, I'm just like, I've got this like internet. I'm just on the internet. Like, here's my Instagram. I don't know. Like, what do you do? What do you, you know, like when you ever had that conversation? I know I have. But what are you going to do from now on? I am the CEO of an online business coaching business company that helps entrepreneurs create seven-figure businesses with one signature offer without any sales calls in 2 to 3 hours a week or a day, 2 to 3 hours a day, without feeling like a sleazy ass bitch selling to people, right? Doing it your way. In the way that makes you happy and doesn't compromise your fucking values. Because who wants to do that shit? Like, that's not a good long-term strategy, if you ask me. So anyway, if that, by the way, sounds like something you're interested in, send me a DM on Instagram or Facebook with the word freedom, and we can chat about how this can work for you. Because my seven-figure lightworker accelerator business coaching program is kicking off September 1st. This is the most amazing thing that I have ever jumped full into. And I can't wait for it to launch on September 1st because this is going to be a long-term thing that I run for years and years. It's a six-month container. So you can be in it for at least 6 months and get all the support you need, plus a whole lot of other stuff. But really, the whole thing is like the mission that I have to create a million millionaires. This is the channel for doing it. This is absolutely 100%. I believe this is the channel. I'm fucking excited for doing it. So if you want to be part of that magic too, just send me a DM with the word freedom if you're ready to really step into your CEO role. And if not, if you're not quite there yet, still stay into this world. I love having you here. And there are some other things coming down the pike that might be appropriate for you too. So stay tuned. You're going to find out more of this about this in next week's episode. And I love you. Tag me on Instagram. If you listen to this episode and that hits home for you and it lights a fire under your ass too, I want you to tag me on your Insta stories or on Instagram or on Facebook and say, I am a fucking CEO. You don't have to curse, but I get really excited and I start cursing sometimes. Actually, most times. So if you're in my world, you already know that. All right. I love you. Have a great Friday. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye.